从弟兄，从广成弟兄在我们当中。
Today we have Brother Ted Long sharing with us.
其实我们有这个意思已经一年多的时间了。
It's been a year since we've had this idea.
那我们终于能够在网上见到洪弟兄。
We finally have the opportunity to meet with him online.
我们就把时间交给洪弟兄。
We'll give the time to Brother Ted.
Okay. Can we talk now?
Yes, please.
Oh, okay. Well, good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹早上好。
It's kind of a joy and excitement, actually, to be able to talk to brothers and sisters.
能够跟弟兄姐妹交通，我感到非常的喜乐。
Because I think I have not really seen you brothers and sisters, but on the other hand, especially after breaking of bread, I feel so very close to you.
虽然我们没有见过面，但是在擘饼之后，我觉得非常的亲近。
And this time, I think the Lord gave me a burden to share with you, brother and sister, this the example of the Philadelphia Church.
那这一次呢，主给我的负担跟弟兄姐妹交通的是腓拉铁腓教会的榜样。
Yeah, I think over the years, especially when I was a young Christian, every time I was told about the Philadelphia Church, or every time when I read about it, I kind of feel a little fear.
那当我还是年轻的基督徒的时候，每次我读到或是听到关于腓拉铁腓教会的信息的时候，我里面总是有点恐惧战惊。
Yeah, the fear is that it's so hard, it's so impossible.
我觉得恐惧战惊呢，是因为感觉上腓拉铁腓教会的榜样是很难，几乎是不可能的。
Now it seems that the impression is in the history, no group or nobody was able to be like Philadelphia.
似乎在历史上没有任何其他的教会能够达到腓拉铁腓教会的榜样。
But then when I had more time with the Lord, when I grew up, I felt that two things. First of all, it is a real church, a small real church on earth at that time.
当我在主里年日渐长的时候呢，就让我看见，腓拉铁腓教会在虽然小，但是在历史上真正的存在过。
It is not an ideal. It was actually a reality.
它不仅仅是一个理想中的教会，它是真实确实存在过的。
And the other thing is when you really read the Bible and try to think about what Lord Jesus wants out of His own church.
从我们读经，我们再去思想，我们可以发现主到底希望要什么样的一个教会。
Then when you think of that, and you think that the Lord, the Lord Jesus, He meant for all of us to be a church in His own heart.
如果我们去思想，我们会发现，主真是要每一个教会都成为他心上的教会。
Yeah. So when I think of this, and then I think the Lord could not mean that Philadelphia Church was only just an ideal.
如果我们这样去思想主，那我们就可以说。主不会只是把腓拉铁腓教会当成一种理想的模式。
Yeah, the Lord really wants, I believe the Lord really wants all of us to be like that.
我相信主要我们每一个教会都像腓拉铁腓教会。
So, I thank you, brothers and sisters, for having given me two sessions. So, I think I will use the first session to to give you a little historical background from the time the Lord Jesus came to earth and even to the time at the end of the Revelation, Book of Revelation.
感谢教会给我两次的机会，所以我想第一堂呢，我花点时间介绍一些历史背景，也就是从主到地上来，一直到启示录结束的时候。
Yeah, and then the second session, we can really go into the Philadelphia Church and to see what are the specific things that the Lord was showing us.
那第二堂呢，我们就会进入贝拉铁菲教会的详细来看主到底要怎么样的一个教会。
I think I'm trying to put the verses that you already read in Revelation chapter 3, I would like to put what the Lord words together into 4 points.
那就我们刚才所读的启示录第三章七到十二节的经文呢，我想有四点我要跟弟兄姐妹交通的。
So that's what I want to share next time.
那是我们下次的重点。
So this time, I would like to bring brothers and sisters to the thought of our Lord Jesus, what he wanted his own church to be.
那第一堂呢，我们就从主耶稣的角度来思想他希望地上教会是怎么样的一个教会。
And also why Philadelphia Church was such a group of brothers and sisters that warmed the heart of the Lord Jesus.
然后也来一起看看贝拉铁菲教会是怎么样的一个教会，是叫主的心这样的温暖。
Yeah, so the first session we talk general, the second session we talk specific about the 4 points of a Philadelphia church.
所以第一堂呢，我们就有一个概略的简介，第二堂呢，我们就就着四个重点，就着刚才的经文会详细的交通。
Yeah, thank the Lord, we all have read the Revelation chapter 3 verses 7 to 13.
感谢主，我们刚刚都读了启示录第三章七到十三节。
Yeah, I would just like to read three more places in the Bible to that will bring us into that.
那我们再另外读其他三节经文呢，好叫我们更好的来交通启示录这三章七到十三节。
Yeah, so the first one is Matthew chapter 16.
那我们先打开马太福音十六章
verse 18
到第十八节。
Now this particular verse is what Lord Jesus says. The first time in the Bible, Lord Jesus mentioned the church.
这节经文是主耶稣在圣经当中第一次提到教会。
And also,It essentially says what he wants his church to be.
然后基本上他提到了他要这个教会是怎么样的一个教会。
And the verse, this is chapter 16, verse 18.
马太福音十六章十八节。
And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it.
我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
And so I want to mention to brothers and sisters, especially this part. On this rock, I will build my church.
特别请弟兄姊妹注意到这一点，主说我要把我的教会建造在这磐石上。
Now this rock is the what the The Lord gave a question to Peter, and Peter answered. I think the Lord actually gave a question to all his disciples, and Peter answered him.
在这节之前呢，主耶稣向所有的门徒提了一个问题，那彼得回答了他的问题。
So the Lord's question was, "Who do you think I am?"
那主对众门徒的问题是这样，他说你们说我是谁？
And Peter said, you are the Christ, son of the living God.
那西门彼得回答说你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
So Jesus being the Christ and Jesus being the son of God is that rock.
所以呢，耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子，他就是那磐石。
And the fact, I mean, the people's realization that Jesus is the Christ and Jesus is the Son of God, that realization is that rock.
也就是说，当众人认识到耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子，那个就是磐石，那个承认就是磐石。
Yeah, so if people don't know that Jesus is the Christ and people don't knowAnd Jesus is the Son of God, then there's no church at all.
所以如果教会不认识耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，那么就没有教会。
So now on this rock, the Lord Jesus says, He says, I will build my church.
那么在这个点，在这个承认上呢，主自己说，我要建造我的教会。
So the church is His. The church is not yours.The church is not mine. The church is not anybody's church. The church is His church.
所以教会不是你的，也不是我的，也不是任何其他人的，教会是主的。
And then the other thing is, and He says, I will build. It means it's not you build, it's not me build, it's not anybody else build. It's He Himself built His own church.
并且当他说我要建造的时候呢，不是你建造，也不是我建造，也不是任何其他人建造，是主自己来建造。
So this is what the Lord just in one part of the verse, it says, you know, what is church? And who, first of all, second of all, who builds the church?
那就这么一节呢，主很清楚地告诉我们什么是教会，谁来建造教会。
Yeah. Okay. And then let's read another place, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 23.
那我们再读另外一个经文，以弗所书第一章。
23节 Yeah. Ephesians 1:23. And this verse is what Apostle Paul said is the important things about the church.
那么这一节是使徒保罗告诉我们关于教会非常重要的一个点。
Yeah. Now, let's read 22 and 23.
那我们一起读22、23节好了。
And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
又将万有伏在他的脚下，使他为教会做万有之首。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Now, especially verse 23, which is his body, means the church is his body.
特别是第二三节，他说教会是他的身体。
The fullness of him who fills all in all.
是那充满万有者所充满的。
So here you see,that there is one that fills all in all, that's Christ himself.
那这里你看见有一位那充满万有者的那个就是基督。
Yeah, that fills all in all, it means from the heart of God, he wants his son, Christ Jesus, to fill all universe, to fill with him.
那充满万有者所充满的意思就是告诉我们在神的心中呢，他要他的儿子来充满所有的。
And then now in particular, this is the church. And he is that one that fills all in all, now fills the church.
那在这里呢，特别有提到教会，就是说到神要那位充满万有者所充满的呢，来充满他的教会。
So remember,In Matthew, the Lord Jesus says that I will build my church. Now here, Apostle Paul says, his church, what is in his church? His church is filled with himself.
那记得在马太福音十六章那里，我们说到主要来建造他的教会。到了以弗所书第一章，保罗又告诉我们呢，教会是会被他充满的。可见主耶稣基督要来充满他自己的教会。
So the idea here, brothers and sisters, is you and I, we are actually in his church.
那这里就告诉我们，我们是在他的教会。
Now, in the eyes of the Lord, in the eyes of God, he wants each one of us to be actually like his son, like the Christ.
那么在神的心目中呢，他也就是要在我们在教会当中的每一位呢，就像他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
Yeah, that's why this Apostle Paul says the church is his body, the fullness of him, Christ, who fills all in all.
这也就是为什么保罗说教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
So the Lord has an expectation for you and for me.
所以主对我们每一位呢有一个期待。
And he wants each one of us to have the image of Christ.
他要我们每一个呢都有基督的形象
，and to be so loving，
是充满了爱
，to be so holy，
是圣洁的
，and to actually be so living，
那而且是如此的来过生活
，yeah， and then when people see us， they see the glory of the Lord，
所以当人看见我们的时候，人也同时看见了神主的荣耀。
So that's what the Apostle Paul says here.
那这个就是保罗在以弗所书所告诉我们的。
Then we read another place, which is Revelation chapter 1.
那我们再看看启示录第一章。
Now I want to mention one thing. What Lord Jesus says in Matthew 16, he said it about a year before he was crucified.
那我要指出一点呢，也就是在马太福音十六章，当他说他要建造他的教会的时候，那是在他上十字架之前大约一年的时间。
That in the history, it is about 33 AD.
那就年代来讲呢，大概是公元三十三年。
Now when Apostle Paul wrote this thing in the Ephesians letter, it's about 62 or 63 AD.
那当保罗写以弗所书的时候，那个时候大约是公元62、63年。
So that's like 30 years after the Lord Jesus said, I will build my own church.
所以就时间上来讲，保罗提到教，在以弗所书提到教会的时候，大约是30，在主耶稣第一次提到教会30年之后。
Yeah. Now, another 30 years.It's Apostle Paul already went to the Lord, and Peter went to the Lord. So many other apostles, they all went to the Lord, except for John.
那再过了三十年呢，我们知道彼得、保罗都去见主了，所存留的呢就是使徒约翰。
Then in the around the 90s, AD 90s, then he wrote this revelation.
然后在公元大约90年的时候，使徒约翰就为我们写了启示录。
Now, we already read the Revelation 3 about Philadelphia Church, so we're not going to read that again.
我们既然已经读了启示录第三章关于腓拉杰非教会，我们就暂时不再读。
Yeah, but I want to read in the first chapter, Apostle John says, who was telling him this Revelation chapter 3? Who told him?
那么我们要，但是我们要读启示录第一章，因为在那里使徒约翰告诉我们是谁告诉他关于教会关于腓拉铁非教会。
Yeah, so Revelation 1 chapter 9.
我们打开启示录。
Revelation chapter 1 verse 9.
我们打开启示录第一章第九节。
Yeah, from 9 to 11.
九到十一节。
9. I, John, both your brother and companion in the tribulation and the kingdom and the patience of Jesus Christ, was on the island that is called Patmos for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ.
第九节，我约翰就是你们的弟兄，和你们在耶稣的患难国度忍耐里一同有份，为神的道，并为那给耶稣做的见证，在那名叫拔摩的海岛上。
I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet.
当主日，我被圣灵感动，听见在我后面有大声音如吹号，说。
Verse 11, saying, I am the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and what you see, write in book, and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna,to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea.
你所看见的当写在书上，搭于以弗所、士美拿、别加摩、推拉雅推、萨迪、贝拉铁菲、老底加那七个教会。
Now, I want to mention, in the verse 9, Apostle John was saying that he was on the island of Patmos,for the testimony of Jesus. For the word of God, for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus.
那第九节呢，约翰告诉我们他在那个拔摩海岛上呢，他为神的道，并为那给耶稣做见证的。
So on the one hand, it is the word of God.
所以一方面来说呢，他是这里是神的话。
On the other hand, it's called the testimony of Jesus.
另一方面呢，就是说是为耶稣做的见证。
Now, so then the verse 10, it says, there's a voice behind me, telling me.
那第十节他告诉我们说，在他后面有声音向他说话。
Now that voice, you know, when we read on in the first chapter, that voice is the voice of Lord Jesus, the risen Lord Jesus.
那如果我们继续读下去，很清楚。在后面的经文呢，告诉我们那个声音就是主，也就是我们复活的主向他说话。
Yeah, remember, Lord Jesus went to heaven on about AD 33.
那请记得，在公元33年的时候，主已经升天。
Yeah, and now, after almost 60 years, the Lord has been observing, watching his own church.
那么到约翰写这个启示录过了60年的时间呢，主一直在观察他的教会。
Yeah, within the 60 years, remember the first 30 years from about 30 AD to about 60 AD, we have the apostle John, Peter, and Paul, and James, and all the apostles.
那在前30年呢，我们有看见有使徒们保罗、彼得、约翰、雅各，他们都写了不同的书信。
Yeah, but then from the 60s to the 90s, basically only John was there.
那么从公元60年到90年呢，基本上也就只有约翰还存活着。
But remember, the Lord Jesus was watching his own church, caring for his own church all the time.
但不要忘记，在这60年呢，主不断的在观察，在照顾他的教会。
Now his own Holy Spirit was directly interacted in the his own church with own people, but he himself in heaven is watching all the time.
在地上的时候呢，圣灵直接在地上在教会当中工作，但在天上呢，主耶稣持续的在观察他的教会。
Now, on the 90s, the Lord Jesus came down, appeared to John.
那么到了公元90年呢，主耶稣亲自来了，对约翰说话。
Now, he's telling John what he has observed.
那他所告诉约翰的就是他这60年对教会的观察。
And what in the future his church should be.
然后呢，在以后将来教会应该是怎么样子。
Now, so the verse 11, the Lord Jesus, he was saying that I'm going to write to the seven churches.
在十一节告诉我们说，这所写下来的书呢，要达于七个教会。
So you write them down and then send it to the seven churches.
也就是告诉约翰说，你写下来，然后送给这七个教会读。
So those letters to the seven churches are the Lord Jesus Himself writing.
所以就等同于呢，主亲自写给这七个教会书信。
And it's recorded by this faithful servant John.
被他忠心的使徒约翰给记录下来。
And so that's why John says, "I am here for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus."
这也就是为什么约翰他说，我是在这里，为神的道，为主耶稣基督的见证，来做见证的。
So this testimony of Jesus, it actually has two meanings.
那这个主，为主耶稣基督做见证呢，它其实有两面的意义。
The testimony of Jesus, on one hand, is what the Lord Jesus himself said.
一方面呢是主耶稣基督说了什么。
And the second thing is whether the seven churches are representing, be a good witness of Christ Jesus.
另一方面就说出这个七个教会到底有没有忠实的反映出主耶稣基督的见证。
Right, and so that's the beginning of Revelation.
那这就是启示录在起头的时候告诉我们的。
And then we know that in the second and third chapter, the seven letters, the Lord Jesus' letter to the seven churches was recorded.
那么第二章、第三章呢，就记录下了主写给七个教会的书信。
And the letter to the Philadelphians is actually in the third chapter.
那么给腓拉铁腓教会的信呢，是记录在第三章。
And let's bow our head and have a further word of prayer.
我们有点祷告。
Lord, we have read a few places of your own words.
主，我们读了几段你自己的话。
Lord, we pray that this morning, by your mercy, we can see your heart and mind regarding your own church.
主，我们去祷告，早上借着你的怜悯，我们可以看见你，我们可以看见你的读你的话语，并明白你的心意。
Lord, we pray that as John so faithfully, so eagerly wait for you to appear to him, and we hear. Also, eagerly wait for your appearing to us.
主，我们祷告，就如同约翰如何的忠心的等候你，我们也要如此的等候你。
Yeah, so we pray, Lord, that this morning you will let us see your heart and your mind on this matter.
主，我们也求早上你让我们看见你的心意，你的心思。在教会这个题目上
Lord, we thank you for something you have already given us.
主，我们为你已经给我们的，我们感谢你。
You have already given us a heart toward you.
你给了我们一个向着你的心。
You have already given us a heart to please you.
你也给了我们一个要讨你喜悦的心。
You have already given us a heart to be willing.To want to be your own witnesses.
你也给我们一个愿意为你做见证的心。
So Lord, we just pray that this morning that your spirit has freedom in our hearts.
我们求主今天你的灵在我们里面释放我们。
Thank you, Lord, in the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们主，我们感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So, brothers and sisters, we have already read. You know, the wonder is the Lord Jesus came to earth after so many generations. The Lord Jesus came to earth.
那主，我们早上看见在主来到地上，经过了这么许多世代以后。
Yeah, I should say this. You know, in the Old Testament time.The prophets, the Lord God Himself, told people again and again, one of these days the Savior will come.
那么就如同在旧约当中所记载的，不论是神亲自说的或是借着先知说的，不断的在告诉我们有一天这个救主要来。
Now thank the Lord Christ came, his name is Jesus.
感谢神救主来了，他的名是耶稣。
You know, he bring us a new life from heaven.
他从天上带给了我们新的生命。
He bring us new light from heaven.
他给我们一个新的光。
And he also give us new love from heaven.
他也给我们从天上带来新的爱。
You know, when we think about it, that today we have this precious, wonderful life in us, which is the life of Christ himself.
如果你想的话，我们就会知道这是何等的奇妙，我们里面的生命就是主的生命。
And since he has came to our heart, he opened our eyes to see things in heaven.
既然他来到我们的心中，他也就开了我们眼睛，看见天上的事情。
And the other thing is he gave us a love we did not have before.
他也给了我们一个爱是我们从来没有过的。
You know, in the past, everybody who born into the earth, they love themselves. I love myself.
在他给我们这样子的爱之前呢，我们只爱自己。
Yeah, but now, the life in us, he gave us this wonderful love, which is called agape. With that love, we actually love other people.
现在他给我们的生命里面呢，有这个神的爱，所以我们可以也爱别人。
Yeah, we can love other people. We love brothers and sisters, and we love people that we would never, you know, by ourselves love before.
所以，因着这个爱，我们可以爱彼此相爱，爱弟兄姐妹，甚至爱我们从前不可能爱的人。
So this is what Lord Jesus brought.
这是主给我们的。
But now, like 2 or 3 years since his open ministry, he now focus his attention on his own church.
那么在他开始地上执事2年多之后呢，他开始把他的重点转到教会。
And he wants these people who follow him be together.
他要那些跟随他的人呢在一起。
And especially he wants the church to be his testimony.
那特别的呢，他要教会成为他的见证。
You know, how can people in the world see the beauty of the Lord?
世界上的人怎么样能够看到主的美丽呢？
They see the beauty of the Lord, the holiness of the Lord, the glory of the Lord through the church.
他们唯一能看见主的荣耀、主的美丽，还有主的自己呢，就是借着教会。
Through the people, through the brothers and sisters in the church.
就是借着在教会里面的每一位弟兄姐妹。
You know, this is the Lord Jesus' heart.
这个是主的心。
You know, that's why he says, I shall build my church.
就着这点，他说我要建造我的教会。
And this is also why Apostle Paul says, the church is his body, the fullness of him who fills all and in all.
这也就是为什么保罗说教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
Now, when we think about it, the Lord Jesus not only he mentioned it in Matthew chapter 16, actually, from that point on, his work kind of emphasized that part, having to do with his own church.
那么主不仅仅在马太福音16章起头提到他的教会，你可以发现再后来他的工作呢，也都把重点摆在教会上。
Yeah. Now, remember, brothers and sisters, the last night before his crucifixion, the last night.
那记得在主被卖的前夜。
And that night is only several hours, but the Lord did so many things.
那圣经所记载的短短几个钟头中间呢，主做了许多的事。
Now, the first thing the Lord Jesus did is he set this bread and cup.
那他第一件做的事就提到饼和杯。
This is my body broken for you.
这是我的身体为你们裂开的。
And this is my blood and my covenant with you.
这是我所用血所立的新约。
Yeah, so dear brothers and sisters, he wants us, his church, to not forget him.
所以他很明显的要他的教会不要忘记他。
Yes, so I thank the Lord, you know, this morning I had the privilege to attend the Lord's table with you, brothers and sisters. It's truly wonderful.
感谢主，我今天能够参加弟兄姐妹的擘饼，实在是一件很美妙的事。
Not only the Lord Jesus want us to do that, not only that.
主不仅叫我们如此行。
But we realize ourselves, you know, when we come to the Lord's table, we remember the Lord. Then we can also learn love brothers and sisters.
而且当我们如此行来到他的桌子跟饼面前的时候呢，我们也爱弟兄姐妹。
Yeah, so what the Lord wants his church to be became alive every time we come to the Lord's table.
所以你看在主的饼杯面前呢，这个爱就成为实际。
Yeah, not only his love, but his life being as resurrection life. I mean, his love to us is so real. It's all become vivid when we come to the Lord's table.
不仅他的爱，就是他复活的生命呢，借着这饼杯呢，就成为我们的实际。
And remember, it is the Lord's own mind. The Lord Jesus says, you know, come together, break bread, and take the cup.To remember me.
那记得这是主的吩咐，他说你要吃这饼喝这杯，在我的面前常常如此行，
纪念我，
纪念我。
Yeah, to remember me. Yeah. So the second thing he did that night, he actually washed everybody's feet.
那第二件事情呢，就是他为门徒洗脚。
And he said, you know, I wash your feet.You ought to wash each other's feet.
他说我这样子洗你们脚，你们也要彼此洗脚。
What does that mean?
这是什么意思呢？
It means you really have to love one another.
这个意思就是说你必须要如此的爱弟兄姐妹。
You have to lower yourself, humble yourself to love one another.
你必须要谦卑自己来爱弟兄姐妹。
That's something that's so important in the church.
这个是在教会里面何等重要的一件事情。
Yeah, the third thing that the Lord Jesus did that night is to introduce the Holy Spirit to his disciples.
那在那天晚上呢，主所做的第三件事情就是把圣灵介绍给他的门徒。
Right, the Holy Spirit he basically did not mention before, but that night, his last night, he told his own people that.You know, after I leave, you know, the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit will come, not only come, but dwell in you.
那在那之前呢，主基本上没有提过圣灵，但在那天晚上，主不但提到了圣灵，而且他说，我只要去，他就来，他不仅来，圣灵还要住在我们每个人里面。
Now he mentioned it in chapter 14 of John, 15 of John, 16 of John.
那这些事呢，记载在约翰福音14、15、16章。
Yeah, so he wants to really, really told his disciples, when I leave, I will not leave you alone. I will have, you know, Holy Spirit come to be with you.
所以他跟门徒说的，说我去了，不是丢下你们，我去了，保惠师就来，而且要与你们同住。
So this is the third thing.And then the fourth thing, he told his disciples that night, he told his disciples about his vine and branches.
那在那天晚上他所做的第四件事情呢，他就讲到葡萄树跟枝子。
Right. The vine and branches, he's saying, you will abide in me as branches abide in a vine, you will abide in me.
那么这个就是他说到呢，你们会住在我的里面，就好像枝子呢跟葡萄树是连在一起的。
And not only you abide in me, but I will also abide in you.
不仅你们住在我里面，我也要住在你们的里面。
And then with that, you bear fruit.
那因着我住在你们里面，你们就能结果子。
So he was saying that you are not alone. I'm always with you. I will always be with you.
所以他告诉我们，我们不会单独一个人，他总会与我们同在。
Yeah, and you will not be without support because I'm always your support.
你不会没有任何的支持啊，因为我总是成为你们的支撑。
Yeah, so you have a home that's in me, and also, you need something in order to produce, and I'm always in you.
主告诉我们，我们在他里面有一个居所，如果我们需要结果子，他要供应我们。
Now, so, brothers and sisters, just think about it. That night, the Lord Jesus said so many things. Why did he say so many things?
那想想弟兄姐妹，为什么主在那个晚上要做这么多，说这么多事？
Now, all these four things are extremely important to us.
刚才所提到的四件事情都是非对我们来说非常重要。
Now, if we don't have this Lord's table,
如果我们没有主的饼和杯。
Now, if we don't have the Holy Spirit,
如果我们没有圣灵,
now, if we don't know how to love each other,
如果我们不知道如何彼此相爱,
now, if we don't have His life in us, and if we don't have Him as our home,
如果我们没有他的生命, 如果我们在他里面没有居所,
how can we proceed as His church?
我们要如何来成为他的教会呢?
So,Dear brother, just think about Lord Jesus. You know, his heart and his mind, his whole being is for his church to be able to represent him.
这就告诉我们他的心是如何的关注他的教会，他的教会如何能够在地上代表他。
Yeah, so that his church can represent him, so that his church can be his testimony.
所以教会能够代表他，为他做见证。
Yeah. So now, then when the time of our apostles, Paul and so on, thank the Lord, those are faithful apostles.
我们为这许多的使徒们感谢主，他们非常的忠心。
Our Lord Jesus on earth, he only walked among people for 3.5 years.
主在地上的时候，在人当中，他也就只有三年半的时间。
He did so many things.
他做了许多的事。
And there were and then there were things that he could he had no essentially no time to say.
那他还有许多的话，他没有来得及说。
And further, we his people have not experienced anything to be able to understand him.
那我们也有许多事，我们尚未经历，能够使我们更好的理解他。
But thank the Lord, after the Lord himself went to heaven, now his apostles for about 30-some years, they really themselves, plus they help us to understand Christ Jesus.
那么感谢主，在主升天的将近30年的时间呢，使徒们不但自己有更多的理解主，他也帮助我们理解主。
Yeah, that's why we have these wonderful letters, like the letter to the Ephesians, letter to the Colossians, and to the Corinthians, and so on.
那感谢神，这些使徒们为我们留下了许多宝贵的书信，就如以弗所书、加拉太书、哥罗西书等等。
Yeah, and the First Peter, Second Peter, and so on.
彼得前书、彼得后书等。
So that's 30 years when these apostles were on earth.
那么这些书信的年代呢，就是使徒们在地上那大约30年的时间。
Yeah, but then in the 90s, the Lord Jesus appeared to John.
那么来到公元90年，主就亲自的向约翰显现。
Yeah, remember,The Lord Jesus was always watching his own church.
那记得刚才提到主总是在看着观察他的教会。
So So in the Revelation chapter 2 and 3, the Lord Jesus told John his own observations.
那所以在启示录第二章第三章他告诉约翰呢把他的观察记下来。
Yeah. And let me see. I'm sorry, I want to make sure I get the time right. So we have 20 minutes. Okay. The revelations, there are seven churches.
那在启示录当中提到了七个教会。
I will just very quickly and give brothers and sisters a sense of what the Lord Jesus said about them.
那我很快跟大家提一提主关于这七个教会提了什么。
There's this Ephesus church and the Pergamos and the Thyatira, Sardis and the Laodicea.
Five. 有以弗所的教会，别加摩教会，推拉亚推教会，萨迪，还有老底加。
Yeah. Those churches, you know, they walk with the Lord for 30 some years, but then there was some weakness in them.
那么这五个教会呢，与主同行了三十几年，在他们当中有一些不好的事。
I wouldn't say that they're really bad. I'm just saying that, you know, in a sense, they are just like us. You know, over years, sometimes we become weak.
Oh, 不是说什么不好的事，但是有许多的软弱。
Yeah. And then, however, there are two churches that really, met the approval of the Lord.
在这个七个教会当中，有两个教会呢是主所称许的。
Yeah. One is Smyrna.
一个是士美拿教会。
Smyrna is a suffering church.
士美拿教会是一个受苦的教会。
And it was persecuted by the surrounding, by people around.
他们是被附近的人所逼迫的。
So the Lord encouraged them.
所以主鼓励他们。
Now, and then, brothers and sisters, the Smyrna church is very difficult. They met great difficulty.
那士美拿教会是处在一个很艰难的环境中。
I kind of feel that nowadays we in the United States, probably none of us is like that. Run into that kind of difficulty.
那我可以说呢，今天在美国的教会大概没有教会会经历像士美拿教会那样子艰难的环境。
Yeah, so I will not mention much about Smyrna. Every time I thought about Smyrna, I only gave them respect.
所以每当我一想到士美拿教会的时候，我里面就对他们非常的尊敬。
May the Lord support and all these churches that were persecuted.
愿主来支持每一个遭逼迫的教会。
Yeah, so that's Smyrna. And then the Philadelphia church is the one that the Lord really is warmed his heart.
那另外一个教会就是腓拉铁腓教会，这个教会是非常得着主的心，使他的心温暖。
Yeah, so that we're going to talk spend more time talking this time.
这一次我们交通的重点就是在腓拉铁腓教会。
Yeah. Now these five other churches, like there's Ephesus. Let's talk about Ephesus first.
就这五个教会，我们先来看看以弗所。
You know, this Ephesus church actually was recorded in detail in the Bible.
那么以弗所教会呢，其实在圣经当中是有详细的记载。
It actually had a glorious history.
它曾经有一段荣耀辉煌的时期。
Right. The first time It actually in three times it was mentioned in the Bible. The first time in the book of Acts.
那在圣经当中，以弗所教会被记载了三次。第一次是在使徒行传。
In the book of Acts, chapter 20.
使徒行传第二十章。
Yeah, Apostle Paul actually stayed. I think he stayed 3 years there.
那保罗实际上在以弗所停留了三年之久。
He was very, very close to them, to the brothers and sisters there.
他与以弗所教会弟兄姐妹是非常亲密的。
You know, they were close to the extent that Apostle Paul had the full freedom to share with them the whole counsel of God.
那么他们亲密到一个地步呢，就保罗在他们当中能够自由的传讲神的旨意。
Yeah, the whole counsel, the 全备的。
神全备的旨意。
And then the other thing is Paul Paul really loved them and they loved Paul too.
保罗爱他们，他们以弗所的弟兄姐妹也爱保罗。
You know, Paul was there for three years.
保罗在他们中间有三年之久。
And the Bible says he went from house to house exhorting them.
他保罗一家一家的拜访他们。
劝勉。
劝勉。
Yeah, so he could actually, the Bible actually says he exhort them in tears.
那圣经也提到说他在他们中间，流泪劝诫。
Yeah, just think about it, brothers. Just think about it. You know, this apostle come to your house tonight, and then he sees that there's something wrong with you, with your family. You're the husband and wife. Argue all the time, fight all the time. So tomorrow night he comes again.
So, 弟兄姊妹，你想象这个场景啊，如果你的家中夫妻整日的争吵，这边现在来了一个使徒，拜访你，他明天晚上又来。
Yeah, and he sees you fighting, keep fighting. So a day after, 2 days later, he comes again.
他来因证你们夫妻不断的争吵。所以他不仅今天来，明天来，后天又来。
He keeps coming until you and your wife quiet down and know how to love each other.
他不断的来劝诫你们，直到你们夫妻两个人都安静下来，学习如何彼此相爱。
So after this, there's another family. You know, the dad and the son were arguing, fighting all the time.
那么，或是有另外一个家庭呢？父子之间不和，经常的争吵。
So he kept coming every night.
那么这位使徒呢，每天晚上都来。
Not only he came, he actually shed tears right in front of you.
他不仅来，他是流泪的，在你面前劝勉。
Dear brothers and sisters, that one day when I was realizing this, I thought, you know, if Apostle Paul came to our midst.You know, like 1 month or two, you have to ask him not to come anymore.
所以我就想象这个情节，如果有一个使徒来到我们当中，有一个月的时间，你可能会请他不要再来。
Yeah, you say, well, Apostle Paul, brother, you know, I will buy you an airline ticket and you go to DC. The brother and sister there would love you.
我会跟他说，保罗弟兄，我帮你买一张机票到DC 去，那边的弟兄姐妹会爱你。
So brothers and sisters, but these brothers and sisters in Ephesus for 3 years, they let Paul do that.
那弟兄姐妹在以弗所的弟兄姐妹呢，三年之久，保罗在他们中间是这样子。
So brothers and sisters, I think this is the first love.
那么我可以说呢，这个就是起初的爱。
So, brothers and sisters, I thank the Lord. This is the condition of Ephesus Church.
那感谢主，这个就是以弗所教会的光景。
Now, about 5 years later, I think 4 or 5 years later, Apostle Paul was in the Roman, was in Rome, in prison.
那么这样子，大约在五年之后呢？啊，保罗在罗马的监狱里。
Is there Apostle Paul wrote a letter to the Ephesians?
那在那呢？他写了一封信给以弗所的教会。
So the whole counsel of God, which he mentioned 5 years ago, now he put it on paper, which is the Ephesus letter.
那么当他在以弗所教会人在那里的时候所交通给他们的神全备的旨意呢，五年之后他在罗马的监狱当中把他写在书信给了以弗所。
And 5 years ago, there's a wonderful experience of love. Now he can express it in the Ephesus letter.
那么五年前他们那种爱的光景呢，现在他可以写在这个书信上给以弗所。
So dear brothers and sisters, it's wonderful. You know what happened in Acts chapter 20, what is recorded in the Ephesians letter. It's wonderful.
所以弟兄姐妹，这是何等的美妙，在使徒行传当中所记载的在以弗所的光景呢，现在把它写在以弗所书上。
But then when you read the Revelation chapter 3, chapter 2, you see the Lord told Ephesus, you have every work. You even can discern the false apostles, but you have left your first love.
然而呢，到了启示录第二章，当主要约翰写信给以弗所的时候，他说，虽然你也能试验出假使徒来，但是你却离弃了你起初的爱。
Yes, you are able, you still have all the work, you have the Bible study, you have gospel session, you have everything, but you have left your first love.
虽然你还有查经，还有许多其他的事工，但是你已经离弃了起初的爱。
Yeah, the fire is gone.
已经没有在那种火热了。
Yeah, and the love is gone.
也不再有那种爱了。
So, and then the apostle said, you know, unless you return to the origin, to the first love, first works.
那么约翰就说记载除非你回到从前那个起初的爱。
Yeah. Otherwise, I'll take the lampstand away, remove the lampstand from among you.
主说，如果你不回到起初的爱，不悔改，我就要把你的灯台从原处挪去。
What does that mean to remove the lampstand from you?
那么这是什么意思呢？什么叫做把灯台从原处挪去？
Brothers and sisters, my understanding that simply says you no longer represent me.
这基本上就是说你不再有资格代表我。
So dear brothers and sisters, you see, you know how the Lord treasure this love.
所以弟兄姐妹，你可以看见主是多么的珍惜这个起初的爱。
How important the Lord think is this love, this agape in you?
主是多么的看重这样子的爱，也就是从神来的爱，在教会当中。
Now, if you don't have that, although you have all the works, you have all the activities, you do not represent me anymore.
如果你没有这样的爱，即便你有各式各样其他的工作，你也不能再代表我。
So this is, and then the Lord says to call them, says, you know, if you have a ear, hear what the Spirit says to you.
然后他就向教会说，凡有耳听的就应当听。
Yeah, he said, be an overcomer.
他说你要做得胜者。
Come out from that.
那从那样的光景出来。
Then return back to the first love.
回到你起初的爱。
Dear brothers and sisters, we will see in Philadelphia that first love was still there.
等到我们下次看腓拉铁菲教会的时候，我们会看见那样子的爱仍然存留在腓拉铁菲教会中。
Yeah. So the second church that the Lord mentioned in chapter 2 is Pergamos.
那第二个呢，我们要来提到别加摩。
Now the Pergamos church, I'm sorry, we don't have time to read it, but if you can, you can just like hearing a story from me, but you can read yourself. It's all very short. All the letters are very short.
很抱歉，弟兄姐妹，我们没有时间读，但是请你听我讲啊，这个书信都是很短。
Now, the Pergamus, the Lord was saying this. I mean, you still, you have kept my word, and you have not deserted my. Let me see what he says.
My name.
Okay. Yeah. You have not deserted my word, and you have kept my name. Thank you.
提到别加摩教会的时候呢，他就说，主说你还坚守我的名，没有弃绝我的道。
But then he says, but among you, there's a seed of Satan.
但是主又说，在你当中呢，有撒旦作位。
And not only that, you have this, theories, the teachings of Balaam and Nicolaitans.
但不仅有撒旦的座位呢，在你那里还有巴兰的教训，还有尼哥拉党的教训。
So, brothers and sisters, the seed of Satan means Satan have a position in your assembly.
那说到撒旦的座位，就表明撒旦在你的聚会当中有地位。
Yes, and whether it's explicit or whether it's implicit, Satan's seed is there. You have allowed that to happen, to exist there.
不管是显明的或是隐藏的，你允许了撒旦在你们当中有地位。
Now, as a result, you hear this the teaching of Balaam. You hear the teaching of Nicolaitan.
因着撒旦在你们当中有地位呢，你们就听有人听从了巴兰的教训，有人听从了尼哥拉党的教训。
Yeah, and that's not mine.
这些教训都不是出于我的。
And those are against mine.
这些是敌对我的教训。
And you have allowed that to happen there.
然而你却容许这样的事情在你当中。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this is the situation of Pergamus.
弟兄姐妹，这个是别加摩教会的光景。
Remember, Lord Jesus came. He brought the light from heaven, the life from heaven, and the love from heaven.
那主弟兄姐妹记得我们刚刚提过，主来从天上带来了生命跟爱。
Essentially, the Pergamus church, they have essentially refused or slighted the light that has come from heaven.
那基本上别加摩教会要么是拒绝了这个天上来的光，要么就是从那当中退后了。
Yes, so they don't see the truth of our Lord Jesus, the truth of God to be something that cannot be compromised.
也就是说，他们不把神的真理或者主耶稣基督的真理呢，当做一个是不可以打折的东西，不可以。
And they allow the seed of Satan to be there.
所以呢，这样就容让了撒旦在他们当中有地位。
Now the third church is Thyatira.
那第三个教会是推拉亚推教会。
Thyatira. Yeah. The problem of Thyatira is they permitted a woman by the name of Jezebel to teach and lead astray my servants.
那推亚推拉教会的问题是什么呢？他们容让了那位自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人引诱他们行奸淫吃偶像之物。
Jezebel from the Old Testament up to the New Testament that represents a total heresy.
那耶洗别从旧约到新约呢，所代表的是一个完全的异端。
Now if you try to read the story of Elijah, now there you met this Jezebel.
那如果你读以利亚的故事呢，你就会看见耶洗别。
So Jezebel is totally against God, totally against Christ Jesus.
所以讲到耶洗别呢，他是完全的敌对神，敌对耶稣基督的。
Yeah, she represent a dark force, a try to wipe out everything about God, everything about Jesus Christ.
耶洗别所代表的是黑暗势力要消灭所有关于属神属基督的事。
Now, Thyatira allowed Jezebel to be there, to not only to be there, but also teach my servants.
那推亚推拉教会呢，不仅容让这样子的妇人耶洗别在那里，还让他教导。
So, dear brothers and sisters, just think about, you know, how this one was sad in the heart of Lord Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，你想想这样的事情何等伤主的心。
The Lord brought light from heaven.
神从天主从天上带来光。
Now he wants his church to be a shining light.
他要教会来在世上做光。
Yeah, and however, this Jezebel brought darkness into the church.
然而却有教会容许耶洗别把黑暗带到教会里。
Now this matter of Sardis church, the fourth church.
那再来提到撒迪教会。
Now Sardis, the Bible says, now according to name, he's alive, but he's really dead.
那提到撒迪教会是这样说的，按着名是活的，其实是死的。
So brothers and sisters, the life is gone.Now, there's nothing lively at all. It's dead.
也就是说在撒迪教会当中是一个死亡的光景，没有活的东西。
Yeah, the body is still there, but the spirit is dead. But the soul is dead.
那么身体在那里，但是灵是死的，魂也是死的。
You cannot touch the life of Christ there.
在那里你摸不着主的生命。
Remember, Lord Jesus, when he came to the earth,His purpose to bring this life to earth.
然而你记得主从天上来是要把生命带来的。
And Sardis totally failed on that.
那么就是这点呢，撒迪是完全失败的。
Now the another church is Laodicea.
另外一个呢是老底家教会。
And the Lord says, now you are not cold or hot, nor hot.
那主说到老底家说你不冷也不热。
See, you say you are rich, but you are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
你自己说你是富足的，但其实你是困苦可怜、贫穷、瞎眼、赤身的。
So, dear brothers and sisters, this church became so proud.
那弟兄姐妹，这个教会呢，他自己很骄傲。
It only enjoyed itself.I mean, look at himself and feel very proud.
这个教会呢，只看自己，他自己非常的骄傲。
The Lord says, "You're so poor, you're so blind, you're naked."
然而主看他们呢，却是困苦可怜、贫穷。
So what is the underlying reason for that?
那什么原因造成这种情形呢？
The reason the Lord says, "Behold, I stand at the door knocking."
那主说看啊，我站在门外叩门。
So the thing is, the Lord Jesus is out. They have kept Lord Jesus out.
他们会变成这样是因为主在外面，他们把主挡在门外。
So dear brothers and sisters, I mean if the Lord Jesus is in our church, then you know, we will have life. We will have light.And we will have love.
弟兄姐妹，如果主在我们的教会，在我们教会里面，我们会有光，我们会有生命，我们会有爱。
But if we somehow knowingly or not knowingly kept the Lord outside,
但是假如我们是自觉的或是不自觉的把主挡在门外，
then you don't have light, you don't have life, and you don't have love. You may not even know.
一旦主在门外，你就没有光，没有生命，也没有爱，而且你自己没有这个自觉。
We are still very proud of ourselves.
你还会觉得很骄傲。
But Lord Jesus was watching for the past 30 years.
但是主在那里观察了三十年。
He was so sad.
他的心忧伤。
I'm outside knocking.
因为他说我在门外叩门。
So dear brothers and sisters, this is the general condition of the real church at that time, churches at that time.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们刚刚提到这些教会就是当时一般教会的光景。
Think about it, brothers and sisters. This is why when the Lord Jesus saw the Philadelphia church.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们来想想当，所以在这种光景之中，主看到腓拉铁菲教会。
That's why his heart was warmed.
这就是为什么他的心非常的喜悦，温暖。
Yeah, when we read chapter 3 about the Philadelphia church, we see that the Lord says, I have already given you a crown.
所以你看当提到腓拉铁菲教会的时候，他说我已经给了你冠冕。
Now I want you to continue to be my witnesses.
我要你继续做我的见证。
You know, I want you to be a pillar in my house.
我要你做我殿中的柱子。
You know, I'm going to write my father's name on you.
我要把我神的名写在你上面。
I want to write my own name on you.
我要把我的名写在你的上面。
I want to write my God's house's name on you.
我要把神殿的名字写在你的上面。
That means the Lord Jesus says, I want you.To represent me.
那这个就表示说我要你做我的代表。
So, dear brothers and sisters, I think our time is up now. We have to stop at this point.
我想我们时间到了，我们必须要先停在这里。
So, when you have time, brothers and sisters, and go home and read what we have read a few places again.
请你回家以后呢，把这我们今天读的三段的经文再读一遍。
And I believe the Lord Jesus will speak to your heart.
我相信你如果是这样去读，主会对你的心说话。
Let's bow our head, have a word of prayer.
让我们一起祷告。
Lord, when you bring us back to see that whole time since you came and until you wrote these letters.
主，我们看见自从你来到地上。到你写了这些书信，你叫我们看见这些教会。
Lord, it impressed upon our heart that your eyes and your heart, your thoughts have never left your church.
这叫我们清楚的明白，你的心、你的思念从来没有离开过教会。
And you want your church to represent you.
你要的你的教会来代表你。
That wonderful light, a wonderful life, and a wonderful love.
要做一个完全的美妙的生命光跟爱。
And you want people to see your church and then see you.
因为你要人看见你的教会就是看见你。
So Lord, we just humble ourselves before you.
主啊，所以我们在你面前谦卑下来。
When we look at our own condition, we may dismay, we may be disappointed.
因为我们看见自己的光景，我们就失望。
But Lord, when we see your expectation,
当我们知道我们看到你的期望,
when we see your strength, when we see your resurrection life, when we see your hope, you know, we have hope.
当我们看见你复活的生命，我们看见你的能力，我们看见这一切的时候，我们就有了盼望。
So Lord, help us and encourage my brothers and sisters.
主啊，求你恩待我们，也鼓励弟兄姐妹。
Lord, make us humble to look to you.
主叫我们谦卑仰望你。
In the name of Lord Jesus, we pray.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.